Bears Roundtable is powered by Xfinity.
There seems to be a dynamic group of guys with a lot of balance and creativity for Adam Gase offensively, correct?
Exactly, and that's Adam's challenge now, you know, how to maximize all their talents and get them all out there together and along with our running game. So that's exciting going forward. I think, I know Adams, he's like a mad scientist in his office right now. If he could have a dry erase board on his ceiling, I think he would utilize it. So,
well, if he is, what's Vic Fangio then?
No,
because
yeah.
He's awful creative also.
You know what's been good with those two is the competitiveness between those two. So, you know, you'll see it during training camp. Adam and Vic will talk trash to each other throughout practice, which is good, you know, and I think that's healthy and that creates a competitive atmosphere. And it's good to see those two go at it.
Well, you know, assistant coaches get the same edginess that players do. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're going to see a different personality in all the coaches that we've got to know throughout OTAs because
it's go time.
There's a certain attachment to the collision that ends a football play than a whistle with shorts on.
Exactly. We talk about it all the time. So that, you know, for your defense to be playing at a high level, there's got to be a level of fear there that they have to, you know, put the opposing offense into. So a receiver's got to be afraid to go over the middle, you know, and that's when all this starts taking place right now and starts building up. So you'll see it, and you'll see Fangio and Donatell and those guys preaching that.
There are a bunch of new faces, obviously, and some old faces in new places with this defense.
Mm-hmm.
The projection of some of these guys playing a different type, certainly a 3-4, first time in franchise history. Are you comfortable with their skill sets and what you saw? Some of those guys are coming back from injury, obviously, and Lamar Houston and Willie Young, but the projection, there's going to be some serious competition for outside linebacker, mm-hmm. defensive end positions, it seems.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition, especially at outside linebacker, which is good. What's good about it is, okay, base 3-4, of course, that's going to be our base defense. But as you guys know, there's so much sub-defense played now. You can get four pass rushers on the field at the same time if you want to in nickel or dime situations. So you'll see that occurring during training camp.
Or six or seven.
Exactly.
Because I think that might be in the cards, right?
Exactly. And so as Vic's putting in different defensive sub packages, you'll see all those guys on the field at the same time, which is going to be exciting. You know, utilize your talent, get your best players on the field.
You know, my last question, it's a short training camp. Is each practice more competitive? I mean, is the evaluation going to be more strict because you don't have 5 weeks of training camp practices to evaluate? You guys have a certain period of time, and then you got to get running.
Exactly. That's why I'll watch those practices three times to make sure you're not missing anything. And that's why I'm also excited about us going to scrimmage against the Indianapolis Colts, because that'll kind of amplify what you're talking about. So us going there and combined practices for 2 days, that's a great time to evaluate your own roster in a competitive environment. And then also a chance to see another roster. So that's, I think, going against another team really helps through that process.
Right. Yeah. And a good roster, too, with a great quarterback and Andrew Luck. So
that'll
be something to watch. How's the health of the team going into camp?
Good. It's good. You know, they'll do their entry physicals on Wednesday. There's a couple guys coming off injuries from last year. You mentioned Lamar. So we'll have a clear understanding on Wednesday. There'll be a build-up phase for some of these guys. I mean, I think... You know, it wouldn't be smart for us to throw some of these guys out there full speed right off the bat. There'll be a build-up phase as we go into camp, but we'll know more and we'll have all the facts after we do those entry physicals.
You've obviously been doing this for a long time for the Saints, but this is the first time as a general manager going to training camp. What excites you the most about preparing to go to Bourbonnais?
I'm excited just to see the chemistry and the continuity of our roster come together. So we've already felt it with our staff, and I think as the roster continues to practice and play together, you kind of see that all forming. So that's exciting for me. I mean, I think when you're with a team, I was with the Saints for 15 years, so you kind of knew what you had from that aspect. There's a lot of new faces out there with our roster, with our staff, with our coaches. So how does this all gel together going forward? I'm excited to see that unfold.
And the last thing I have is John Fox, because he's been there, he's done that. So that must give you great comfort also.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And your interactions with him. We all know he's just a very social guy. It's going to be fun to interact with him in that setting when it's just pure football every day. I'm sure you are as well. But give us some insight on what it's been like with him.
He's, again, like you said, he's high energy. He's been in the game a long time. He's seen everything. He's great communicating with the players. He's great in front of the room. And, I mean, I just got done talking to him upstairs. I mean, I think he's skipping down the hallway right now. So he is fired up, you know. So I know he likes going away to camp again. They weren't doing that recently in Denver. I think they did that in Carolina. So he's excited for us to get away, kind of be on our own and come together as a team.
Well, if you love football, you love training camp, I know it's hard for the players, and that's the way it's supposed to be, right? It's not supposed to be easy. Great for the fans, great for football fans like us. So we look forward to the 2015 version of Bourbon A, number 14 there already, down south of Chicago. So thank you for joining us, everybody. Thank you to Ryan Pace, our special guest today on Bears Roundtable. For Larry Mayer and Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.